Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.
All right, gloves are off.
We've all said it. The gloves are off, are they? So you're going to have a crack at us, are you? You're going to be good.
Push play.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The Bump.
Now, I just want to point out right from the start, I don't write these headlines, but the topics here say are Port Adelaide flat track bullies. Do me a favour. Are we starting to see? We starting to see the real Crows of 2021? Obviously, we'll get you boys to preview the big showdown this weekend. Both sides coming off a heavy loss. We've got the situation at Collingwood, which is just deteriorating and getting worse.
Yeah.
And why has the umpire's boss pulled the pin?
Hayden Kennedy.
All right, first up, Jars, Port Adelaide flat track bullies.
Well, their records suggest that they are, Dits. They are. They're very good against the lower sides. They play very good football. But when it comes to the better sides with the better depth and the better game style, they tend to struggle. And that's a real issue for Port Adelaide. If they're going to be taken seriously, you need to knock off these top sides because you don't have trust. There's no trust left about Port Adelaide playing. You should never have lost to Brisbane Lions. There's no...
Brisbane's always been hard.
The real deal, they would have got the job done without Travis Boak.
Well, maybe not the job done. At least competed. They got wiped off the park and it was a bad, bad sign about 3 or 4 minutes in. They already had a couple of goals and it was... They didn't fire a shot after that.
You're saying Port Adelaide are not.
Saying that you're not going up there guaranteed to beat Brisbane in Brisbane. They're a good side, but you want more of an effort than that. They were absolutely smash jars, and the way they played was terrible. That's what we're worried about. Not so much the loss if they gave a good fight and went down by a goal.
They couldn't beat the Eagles.
Yeah, I know. Well,
they had
another
win over there as well.
But no contest again, Rui, in that one. That was absolutely... That's the concern.
I don't know.
It's not so much the loss.
I don't know why we're surprised. I mean, last week we got told this.
I don't know where we're at, to be honest.
What do you mean by this?
He's fishing.
Are you serious?
That's like one of those. That's like someone going...
So did I get it right?
You got it right.
You were spot on.
You just don't know where they are.
What do you think?
No, I'm concerned. I'm worried. Look, they are two good sides interstate, West Coast and Brisbane.
Yep.
But you've all absolutely summed it up perfectly. There has to be effort, and you have to fight it out till the death. And I'd expect to possibly lose in both of those cases.
Yeah.
But go down fighting.
Yeah.
Are they a bit weak when they're challenged? I mean, they don't fight back, do they? Like those two games, they did nothing for the whole game.
And the big concern was the forward line the other night against Brisbane. There wasn't one mark taken, you know, inside the forward 50. It was terrible.
That's a damning stat.
And you know, Andrews just did as he pleased, didn't he?
Yeah, he controlled that.
He
back
took
half.
A few in there,
didn't
he?
Oh, he did take.
So there is some concerns there. They'll get the job done against the Adelaide Crows because they've got a better list at the moment, and we know the Crows.
Hang on. Form goes out the window in showdowns.
Well, you would know. You thugged your way around showdowns.
Sometimes there's been upsets in showdowns.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it might be wet.
Yep.
Port haven't been good in the wet. You just never know.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hang on.
We'll be a different side this week.
Yeah, you'll win.
Don't worry
week.
About what happened in Brisbane.
That's right, because you're playing a flat track.
Yeah, they got the home shorts.
That's right.
They take the white shorts off. They're in their
13th side. You win that.
One of the bottom sides.
He's won. Yes,
that's right. Hey, can we just wind the clock back to...
Here we go.
He was a bit excited when we walked in today.
Can you put this much work into the breakfast show?
I knew we were in trouble when I walked in here, and he's in here with Jared. Yeah. He was in here for about an hour before the show.
Correct. Well,
and he's giggling and laughing.
You said bloody start at 9:30. It was 10 o'clock.
And those eyes are yours.
Time's money.
I went to walk in here, you sent me back out.
Yeah. And you told me to sit out.
Have a listen to this.
This buffet. Is good.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. They are at another level.
There's Richmond, Port, and then Daylight.
Yep, and then if that's not enough, part B, which I'd forgotten about. How much you want
Eagles.
On, I'll give you 20 to 1.
Done. What does that mean?
How much?
What is that?
$100.
All right. $100.
And he's good hands. For it. He's good for it.
Oh, no.
It's on.
Pay up. Yeah,
what was that
worth
for?
$6 million. Pay me $100, you bastard.
What was that for?
He put a bet on that they wouldn't get beaten.
You put a bet on.
All right. You owe me 100 plus interest.
I'm at the hour of Friday with some boys. I'll give it to you then.
Oh, you actually paid for a beer, right?
You forgot your wallet last time. But anyway, the bloody helmet.
You know his other prediction, part C. St Kilda will play in the grand final this year. No. That was another one.
All right, loves, Jeez. Come on. All right, Crows. Are we seeing the real Crows now? They started the season pretty well. Last couple of weeks, not so good.
I'm a bit concerned where they're at. Their midfield on the weekend was absolutely belted.
Their midfield's very, very good, though.
Yeah, it is. They're in pretty good form, actually, the Giants. They're cruising along quite well when we thought they were finished. And then they come out and beat Collingwood, one the next week as well.
Worst performance of the year.
I thought Adelaide would be somewhere between 12th and 15th, 16th, and that's where they are now.
Yep.
Is that the real Crows? Is that answering your question?
No, the weekend wasn't the real Crows. I reckon the weekend was definitely below.
Where's the blueprint from round one v Geelong? Where's that effort and intensity and that pressure?
Yeah, fight. I think it dropped off.
Now, you're going to get that with younger bodies. I understand all that. But we had 8 players that did not lay one tackle. Not one tackle. That's effort. That's attitude, Rupert.
Yeah, I understand that. And I agree with you. That was a subpar performance. And that was the worst one for the year. Yeah. But other than that, they've had some reasonable performance. And they've had a couple of very good performances. I think Geelong, you know, was a, you know, unpredictable, yeah, unbelievable.
Absolutely. We all tipped
now,
Geelong.
You're not going to play like that every week. You're going to aspire to, and if you do play like that, you're going to be a premiership contender, but the Crows aren't that yet. So they had a bad weekend. We've been saying for numerous weeks, they're skinny in the midfield here. We know that. Yep. And they got exposed on the weekend badly in the clearances. So Rory Sloan back is going to help that. But they need more in that department.
You just can't rely on text because he's carried that side for a long period of time. You crow small forwards are non-existent. You can still apply pressure and chase.
Godson. Why don't you tell him?
Well, I do tell him. I speak to him all the time.
What has he got to do better?
Pardon?
What has he got to do
better? He's just got to hit the contest harder and get to all the contests.
Well, why isn't he doing it?
Well, that's a good question. That's what the coach... And Shane McAdam, is he the ghost? He's a ghost. Does he actually play?
He runs out.
Well, Bird, you and I have spoken about. Yeah. He's a talent, this kid. Does he need a spell? For me, for what I saw in the last 2 weeks, he probably needs some confidence in the resis.
Yeah, he needs to do the simple things well. He tries to do
there
the...
There you go.
Going for the hangers and stuff. Well, all the special things. Get back to when he was playing well. He was chasing 450 pressure tackle. I haven't seen that as much the last couple of weeks.
I reckon the connection between the midfielders and forwards hasn't been there the last few weeks either. There seems to be a lot more bombing the ball in.
Panic kicking. That's what you do under pressure, don't you?
Panic kicking.
Have you had a look at the draw moving forward as well the next few weeks? So Port Adelaide this week for the Crows, Eagles away, which might end up here, but let's say it's away at the moment. Yeah. Melbourne and Richmond away.
Whoa. What's your prediction?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
That's a tough 4 weeks ahead.
Should we cancel it?
Get a bit of COVID.
But that's a tough challenge.
It is a challenge. And it'd be good for those young lads to learn to play against these quality
sides. You know what happens when you have a month like that is you learn a lot because
you do.
AFL football is relentless. People say it's a marathon. It's tough endurance. You don't just get handed a spot in the finals or a top four spot or a premiership. You got to earn it. So good luck to them. Dig in and focus and fight.
Looking at the showdown, Byrne, Roo asked me a question on the breakfast show during the week. Who would stand Tex Walker? And I actually don't know. So is it Aaliyah? Is it Cleary? Is it Jonas? How do you see that matchup?
That is a tough one. I suppose you don't want Aaliyah. You want Aaliyah playing on someone he can sort of drop off. They target Tex, the Adelaide midfield, majority
so
of the time.
So need someone on him.
So I think you probably send a Jonas to him. Jonas has gone to him a fair bit before.
Yep.
I think you send him there, a lockdown on him because he's so important. Then Aaliyah stands a second tall,
so is it like
even a third, and then he can drop off. Then he can drop off and help anyway. So I reckon you lock Tex down because they go to him so much.
Yep.
And then you have Aaliyah playing like he is now, intercept marking, rebound.
He's playing well.
How good is he playing?
I mean, against Brisbane in a team getting flogged, he just kept finding the ball.
All Australian form.
Shows the difference between playing in a poor side for the last few years in Sydney when you go into a good side and the midfield's putting pressure on how he can do that. He's improved dramatically. I was thinking about this morning from a Crows perspective, how do you minimise Aaliyah's effect?
Send someone to him.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Tex?
Good luck.
No.
Tex Himmelberg?
No.
No.
Thilthorpe?
No.
Put your money on Aaliyah showdown medal.
Whoa.
Now.
Hello.
Now.
Hang on, I'm just looking at
that. Well, just think about that.
That's not bad.
Like, how are you going to stop him?
Well, they've got to have
who?
Don't bomb the ball down the line.
Yes, you got to kick the ball away from
don't
him.
Is a tactic hit the 25-metre lead-up kick. Don't if
they,
bomb.
If they bomb it in, they're just going to play into a
bomb it
hands.
In, your moles will go home. Give them three votes.
Drop the eyes.
That's it. And lead up. Forwards lead up. Dits. Just before we move on, when have you sat down with text off a new two-year contract?
I don't you sit your, down with any players.
People? You and your people?
Really? Right. No, that's. I think that's a mid-year conversation. Right, I've had that, right. And they do it. They'll do it with all Lynch. Right. They'll do it with Talia.
Well, it's 3 weeks away from mid-year.
Yeah. That's right. What are you worried for?
Got heaps of time.
A lot can happen in 3 weeks.
I'm here in North Melbourne sniffing for Tex. Yeah, that's I all I'm go hearing, there. Dude.
Oh, that'd be a fantastic move. Is Clarkson going to coach them as well, or
he can come and live with me?
Because he'll get heaps of easy ball at North Melbourne, won't he? Oh, yeah. It'll just be coming down on a platter.
Perfect. Well, hurry up and sign him up.
What would you do? Sign him up for what?
Just
2 or 3 years?
Month. Give me a year. Give me yep. a year. Give
and
me
why year. Would you do it now and not in like 6 weeks' time?
Because then the media stop talking about it. The media just...
That's you. Not it. Keep you talking about it. You. Hang on. Hang on. He's tapped that one. That's not it. Next page. He's tapped that. It's Charlie Dixon. Yeah, next one's Tommy Jonas.
Yeah.
Now it's horse racing.
Now we're up to Stuart McGill being kidnapped.
I don't think they're talking about it, just.
Stuart McGill didn't get kidnapped for teaching someone how to bowl leg spinners wrong, did he, or what?
I don't know. No. Very sad.
Mm. Hey, all right. Who's going to win this weekend, Ruth?
Out of the showdown?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be very close. I'm praying for rain.
Righto.
I think if it rains, Crows by 2 points.
Oh, Ben.
Dreaming. Port by plenty.
By plenty?
Plenty, yeah.
Jeez.
No, they'll bounce. Mm. They'll be hungry. They'll be
you reckon the flat trackers will be back. Weekend.
The flat track will be nicely mowed. And they'll be coming off the long run.
You'll be all right. Right, Jarvis.
Port Adelaide for me, Ditch.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, about 4 or 5 goals.
Yeah, I think the same. Yeah. I don't think it'll be a thrashing, and the wet weather will change it. But
spot on.
Hey, what about Charlie Dixon while we're on the show?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hang on. What's happened?
You can't allow your number one forward to be racing Monaros the day before. There that's Charlie there. Going around the corner at 120 mile an hour
hang
in his Monaro.
The day before the show. Yeah, day
so Friday the night.
When we got the V8s on.
So he's doing a what?
Up the bend.
Just no, racing. On the straight.
He's racing.
No, around a
He's racing
a
around the track.
It's not a bloody 1,000-metre sprint at Flemington.
No, Chuck wants to win.
Now, how have they learnt from Ollie Warnes going water skiing?
Oh, no. This is... they haven't. They're flirting.
Or do they not think they need him this weekend?
This is good preparation.
This is flirting.
This is all part of it.
Professional dits.
Good preparation.
Take your mind off racing.
No, no, no. They've said, Charlie, you've had a couple of rough weeks. Everyone's picking on you. Go and clear your head.
I don't mind. Go out and crash. Clear your head.
Go as fast as you can around the bend.
Yeah, if it's going to help Chuck play better on a Saturday night, let him go and do
it. If that's going to help him play better, he is desperate.
He's got a helmet on, I hope.
I want to talk about Collingwood again. So Ross Lyon's name is now seriously being thrown up. Jars, what do you know? Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard. I just think...
But Bucks has gone, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. Well,
they could lose to North Melbourne this weekend.
Well, if they could.
If they could, do ditch, then I think they'll have a meeting Monday morning.
Yep.
They'll call him on him, won't they?
Well, they were saying on AFL 360, if he gets rolled, he could walk. You were pretty strong on your body language that you saw there, weren't you, last week?
I was at that game, the Gold Coast Collingwood game, and I just thought they showed no fight at any stage.
Were they disillusioned?
Maybe early in the third quarter for a patch of 10 minutes, but that just looked like they were out there. Every time there was a goal scored, they sort of looked at each other. They moped back to the middle. Gold Coast were up and about. The energy of that young group just looked completely different. It just looked like a team. And I've been in those teams where you're just looking around, just waiting for the club to make a call almost. Mm. I know I'm probably reading a little bit into it, but it was just like, well, what do we do? We've tried everything.
And what about the discussion? There's a rumour come out of the change rooms that senior players put the acid on to go and approached him and said, you're not putting in.
Well, he was terrible
so if that's
on the weekend.
Then it is falling apart.
Coming back from concussion, he just wasn't there, was he?
He's a bit like we were talking about McAdam before. He's just tried to do the 10 out of 10 things rather than do the simple things, and that's take the ball cleanly before you try and balk around a couple.
But on the rub on Saturday, you spoke to the Magpies head
Graham Wright.
Graham Wright, and he spoke really well.
He spoke really well, yeah.
Actually, he basically backed in Buckley, didn't he?
He did back him in, but they have to. He has to. He's not going to come out and say he's gone, Jars. What do you want him to say?
Yeah.
But he spoke really well. We asked him the question, so they're going to give him a bit of time to have a look at him for the rest of the year. And the question was asked, What are you going to learn in the back half of the year that you haven't already learned about Nathan Buckley?
Well, if they got better along the way and the rest of the year started,
do you reckon that they'll give him, if they lose this weekend, does he get the rest of the year to have a look at him?
It's a good question.
Or no, probably not.
Who's they the lose to North coach? Melbourne. Oh, it's all over.
I'm telling you, and no one came. Well, hello. No one came to the game either. There was 29. 20,
worst 20, crowd. Yeah, lowest 20, crowd.
Was it 29 lowest or 25?
Crowd and ever since the 80s.
Yeah, they played Gold Coast.
Yeah, it was. And it was a Collingwood, the supporters they were leaving. They were like Bronx cheering when they actually got a goal. It was just a bad look for Collingwood. So something you don't see with Collingwood.
The next question will be, will they trade out a few senior players?
Who do you trade out? Like, their salary cap's tight as well, which
that's what I mean. Trade out the 28, 29, 30-year-olds to try and get a bit more young talent and start the rebuild. I haven't looked at it yet, but would it be people like Sidebottom and those sort of types? It might go to a good club.
Do you
star?
Do that?
Yeah, but that's well.
Bring
that's,
him over here.
So that's Jeremy Howe, Sidebottom.
No, I'm not saying
Adams,
all of them.
Chris Main.
Well, I'm just throwing. Well, he'll be finished.
Reg Grundy.
That's a maybe a Taylor Adams. Those sort of players. You look at that
potentially. If you got rid of Taylor Adams, you get draft picks in. You want to rebuild quick, but then it's a, it's a 3-5 year rebuild.
All right, moving on to another topic. Funny things that have happened with you boys at the tribunal over the years. Did you see Paddy McCartan used as his defence that he's a type 1 diabetic, the fact that his blood sugar was low and that made him more agitated than usual?
Jeez, I wish I could use that one to get off.
Yeah, well, he only got 5, didn't he? He could have got 8 for something.
He should have got 8. That was disgusting. That was a thug act. And that's,
that was bad.
I understand he's got some issues, but he should have got 8 weeks for that.
What excuse did your dad use when he hit that young lad with a clipboard over the head when he was coach?
His excuse was he was reading tactics.
Right. He was reading.
Yeah,
so
he was looking at the board and he didn't see him coming. But the board actually went towards the player at one stage, allegedly. I have to use allegedly.
Mm. Who's the biggest thug you played with, Jazz?
Me at North Adelaide.
Or wherever. You played a few clubs.
You're right out there back in the day when you started.
Dean Kemp.
Thug.
That was the biggest hit I've ever seen on anyone. I can still hear Dean Kemp's bones when you hit him. Uh-huh. And you just smiled at me.
Play on.
And you laughed.
12 weeks of that today.
Blood, you go, who's next? And I said, just go and get Peter Matera for me, mate.
I did try and get Peter one too.
That's a like for like.
Who's the biggest thug? Come on. You must have played with a pretty angry dude.
Kim Klomp.
Klompy.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Sims.
Did he clomp anyone?
Oh, yeah.
David Robertson.
Robbo.
Was Robbo a thug?
No, but tough. Tough.
Yeah. But and you wouldn't want to fight him.
No.
Because he had a bit of boxing.
Robbo.
G. McIntosh.
He wasn't a thug. Well, he was hard.
Yeah, but he could put
one. He knocked Greg Williams' tooth out, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. I had to go on the ground after the final.
Did you ever get reported, Jazz?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
No, he was on the ground. Jazz was dirty. Didn't he grab someone on the...
Not proud. I grabbed Timmy Jennifer's plums in the middle of the pack.
You can't be a plum grabber. Well, did you grab his dad's crackers?
I'm not sure if we can go on working together.
John Hopewadi, did you?
No, don't.
You should end up in court.
Tim Jennifer's...
Yes.
I had
to keep searching for him because I couldn't find much, but I grabbed him.
What were you doing? What, did you make him squeal?
Yes, I did.
What did he do to deserve
that? Because he had the ball in his hand and I was behind him, so I grabbed him. My right hand went under between his legs. And so I squeezed him and he let the ball go and I grabbed it with my left and took it out and went out the back door.
You had 3 balls in your hands.
What about Paul Northeast? Was he a tough opponent?
You had to watch yourself when you're running around with him. He stood me in one final and, oh, God.
How many did you kick?
3, but I struggled.
Was Granger playing?
No, well, thank Christ he retired when I started. But I played against Robbie Muir.
Yeah.
Scary. Jeff Lasu.
Yeah.
Jeff Lasu? I've never heard of Jeff Lasu.
Yeah, played for West Torrens. Soup.
What?
Was he
dirty?
Ruckman. Oh, they just come flying around. But there were some scary blokes around in the day. Ray Hayes.
Were you thinking of Jeff Saru?
Jeff Saru. Who did I say ditch?
Lasu.
It sounds like
I thought
soup.
I'd never heard
Jeff's,
of him.
An Asian soup.
St Kilda champion.
Ray Haynes, does he own the car dealership in Port Augusta?
Big Ray, he was scary.
Yeah, he was
who
tough.
Was the big Essendon full four? Ronnie Andrews.
Rotten Ronnie. He runs the pub at Wentworth.
He was playing Westies. I ran past him and his elbow grazed my right ear. And he's and I looked around. I've gone, oh, Jesus Christ.
That was close.
What was fabulous Phil Carmen like?
Nah, well, I never played. Didn't no.
He coached Norwood, though, didn't he?
He didn't.
I played a grand final against
hey? Phil Coach Sturt.
Oh, Sturt. Yeah, that's
Paul
right.
Northeast. Yeah. In CMS Crows. And he played for Paskerville, brought a heap of Port Adelaide players over,
He
actually.
Coached Paskerville, didn't he?
Yeah, he coached
Northeast.
Paul Northeast. Yeah. And he brought a heap of Port Adelaide. At the time, I didn't really know who they were, but he brought them all over. And they beat us 23 goals to 3 about 6 weeks before this grand, well, the final started. We finished 5th, which is top 5. We won all the way through, and then we got to Paskerville in the grand final. We're thinking, oh, geez, I hope. We don't. I hope it's not like that again.
Hmm.
Anyway, they had shirts and hats and everything made up. Professional video of the game, commentary, everything.
Mm.
We ended up getting our hands on it because we won. My cousin started on the bench, kicked 7. Mark Jolly. Paul Northeast, I was a halfback. I would take the kickouts and all that, and I'd balk around a lot of them. He just happened to just get his finger under my Guernsey I went past. I thought, I'll handball it off. It was like, I felt like I was on a on a hurdy-gurdy. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Well, through the fence under a car. Massive all in.
He wrecked on
massive
you.
All in.
He
well, I was, hey, I'm now when I was 17. Yeah. Oh.
Where was Dad?
don't worry, down on the fence. He was in the boozer, obviously.
Of course he was.
And then down on the fence. It was like, honestly, it was all in. And
all
I went under this car and I looked up and I saw bodies going everywhere and I thought, I might just stay under this car. What was I going to do? I was bloody 16.
Northeast.
He wasn't thrown under the car. He dived under the car.
He dived. Actually, I don't think he got hold of me. There was just a fight and I went under.
Paul Northeast doesn't seem like a coach.
Mate.
Oh, he seems like a half.
He told me he's going to kill me before the game.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah.
He was fit. He was tough.
You got to catch me first. And he got
what about you?
Well, Robbie Muir played at Wakery.
Yeah. Did
he kissed the umpire in about his third game in 3 weeks.
Did he?
He did. But he was fantastic.
Was a Liverpool.
He's a great fella, Robbie Muir.
He came to Wakery and was absolutely brilliant. He'd coach all the kids. He'd spend all his money at the bar. But he was a great... recruit there at Wakery.
All right, let's move on. Right. Umpires are in the news. Hayden Kennedy has pulled out. He's retired as the umpires coach in Melbourne. Any idea why? Do we know anything about this?
There's only a little bit of talk around that perhaps that doesn't think they get enough support from AFL House with the rules and how hard it is to officiate.
I'd have to agree with him.
Yes. And all that. They certainly make it hard.
They get thrown out of the bus a lot.
Hardest game to do.
Mm. Weird time to do it. He's going to finish round 10.
Well, he must be disgruntled.
He's had a gutsful.
Something's happened. We need to get to the bottom of that.
Mm.
Just to make it harder, Lee Montagna had an idea during the week, and I'm not saying it's a good one, but in cricket, what do they call it when you can ask for a review? Do they just call it, you get X amount of reviews? You call it a review, funny about that. Jeremy Cameron's non-mark went about 21.8 metres and they said it wasn't 15. Yes. They called play on halfway through the kick. What about in a game you get to have a captain's call?
What, once?
Once.
Nah.
Don't be an old bugger and just cancel anything.
Bloody leave
new.
It alone, for Christ's sake. Honestly.
So you don't like any things like that?
No, well, technology, has it improved our game, yes or no? All this technology, has it made our game
better? You could argue it has.
It has it?
Well, you get the
Give
right
me an
calls.
Example.
You don't, well, if in a grand final, if there's a poster or one that slides past the post or touched on the line and it costs someone a grand final, at least we've got the technology to have a look at it and don't get it wrong.
What do you think, Dits? I know you don't like rule changes.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably a bit messy.
Just cop it on the chin and move on.
There's
not many games.
That's the old one. Mate, you know, there's been probably a couple this year. Can you review a holding the ball decision? Brisbane v Geelong?
You would be able to.
You would.
Under this.
So who makes it? Is there an umpire up there as well?
There's a third umpire.
Is that holding the ball?
That's what you're saying.
So you're saying they can make a call from the box?
The bunker. They'll have a bunker.
You'd have to. I don't know. It opens up a lot of.
Sorry. No.
Yeah.
So
nah, sorry about
no
that,
for
Lee.
Me.
Nah.
Leave it the same. You obviously thought it was a good idea.
You did.
You know what?
So Lee Montagna, what an idiot.
You know what? I actually bring stuff to the table. Sorry about that, guys.
All right. Oh. Well, stop doing that, would you? Whatever you just did, no more.
Stop bringing that bad stuff. And Jazz, pay my bet.
Yeah, I will. I'll see you Sunday, $100. Friday. Did I invite you to lunch?
No.
It's
fine.
Who's the crew for lunch, Jars? I heard you say it's all old pros players.
Yeah, we're just going to catch up. We try and catch up just to see everyone.
Who's the crew?
Well, we've got Rudy Mandemaker, who was a preseason.
Rudy.
Jamo. We've got Grant Filkey. We've got Michael Taylor. We've got Sam Jacobs.
So Grantley Filkey will knock off your cutlery.
Yeah.
Rudy will drink all your grog.
Yep.
Jamo, he'll be looking in the mirror in the toilet. Who else you got?
Mark Micken.
Mark, nicest bloke there.
Yeah. Scotty Lee.
Scotty Lee. He'll hit someone from behind.
Wayne Wiedemann
in the bar. He'll hit someone from the front.
I might have to put some security on.
And I forgot to invite Roo. Roo's coming as well.
Yeah, Roo can get the bill. Cheers, pub.
Sorry, mate, I've got to book the table.
Hang on, haven't you got the blonde-haired mullet coming as well?
Oh, and Ando, Greg Anderson.
Yeah.
He's coming as well. So you're looking forward to catching up there on Friday, Ditch, and you're more than welcome to come in. This is our, like, our pre-showdown lunch.
What?
Yeah.
Jazz, if you don't pay that bet, you'll be the next Stewie McGill, mate. All right.
Can we just explain what happened to Stewie McGill?
Stewie McGill?
Yeah. He got kidnapped.
He went for a ride in the back of a ute for an hour.
Rolling around in the back he was.
We've all done that.
It's like the crowbar rolling around in the boot of the car, wasn't it?
Am I invited to this lunch or?
Yes, but no.
What's the criteria?
You have to
be a crow.
Yes. A past player.
Jazz needs something off. We try
and catch up and see how our welfare, and we're all getting a bit on.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to catch up and talk about our footy club and how where it's at.
Ditz does that with his squash players. Hang on just a quick. He organised the 2018 trip, and they all come from all over Australia, and they come to Adelaide, and he spent a lot of time working it out because he was very close to these ex squash players, and he'd sort of been on a bit of a binge for a while.
I went and met the flight.
I think he was at 111 kilos. Now he's sort of at 99.9. So he lined up here. They knew they were coming off flight QA3 795. So he waited out the front. And as they come off, they walk straight past him. And Ditz is going, hey.
I spent half my life with those people.
They have to sit there and hold up a sign with their last names.
It's Ditz. Yeah.
Ditmar.
You haven't seen Chris Ditmar, have you? I've never been so hurt in all my life.
They thought he'd fallen asleep and swallowed the mattress. They didn't recognise him because he played it.
Really? But you're a Hall of Famer.
He played at 83 and he was 111.
You're great. You're a world champion.
I was really hurt by it.
The biggest surprise of that story is there's actually other squash players.
Yeah. There's a couple of us. So you know about your Crows lunch?
Yes, buddy.
Yeah, Crow Mania down at the Yammer on Friday. Yes. There used to be a group. I don't know if they still do it. Well, the Crows boys that had that lunch dinner group on a Wednesday night. And the funny story was that it was up to each of them. They took it in turns. They had to invite a special guest.
Yeah.
And anyway, one year, David Pittman invited me as his special guest. What you don't know is when you get there is that you're actually under the pump. You've got to be, if you're a shit guest, Pitto has to pay the whole bill. But you don't know that. But if you're a good guest,
he would have been
when the bill comes, they all give the thumbs up and then they all split the bill.
So Pitto's
sitting there all night panicking, going, he's like, this is a good guest. Bloody hell. I hope he's good. Anyway, I passed the test. But they went on to tell me, and I'll tell you this off air, there's only one that's ever failed. There's only one. What's... Matthew Liptak brought along a guest one night and he had to pay the whole bill.
Oh, the doctor.
And it's someone that you all know.
It's someone that we know.
Someone you know.
Yes.
Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
Male or female?
Give us a clue.
No. Over the time, they had some great, like Stormy Summers.
Brilliant.
Stormy Summers.
She was one of their guests
one
night.
She would have been a tick.
She was a good guest.
Yeah.
The most fascinating one, they invited all of us guests that had been guests, got invited back for a one-off special one night. We went to the Lion upstairs, and there's all these security, there's blokes talking to their watches and everything. I thought, gee, someone special coming in. Alexander Downer walked in, and he was the Foreign Affairs Minister at the time.
Right.
And what he did all night, he was taking calls from the French Foreign Minister. They were trying to find Bin Laden. This is no bull. We're sitting at dinner, and he's taking phone calls, the French Foreign Minister, next minute the bloody German Foreign Minister.
Yeah.
And he'd hang up, he'd go, we think we found Bin Laden now. Yeah, all right. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. If you can make your lunches a bit more interesting.
So,
who was the one that failed?
You can't
give us a clue.
Comedian.
Limo.
Is he part of this show or not?
I didn't say it was him.
You don't have to.
To conclusions.
But seriously, are we going to Get rid of him out of this show.
Well,
get him
off. Ditz is the captain. It's his call.
No.
Get him
no,
off the payroll.
Three strikes, you're out.
Righto.
Is that fair?
Is he 2-0?
All
right, he's 2-0.
He's missed others.
If he misses next week, then, Roo, you got to ring him and say he's out.
Okay.
Like he did that night at dinner.
We've got salary cap.
He'll be like Stuart McGill.
All right, you've been listening to The Bump. We'll do it again next week. Enjoy the footy.
Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.